Ciao, everyone. Welcome to the Insight Hour here on the BBS Radio Network every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, hosted by Dr. Len Horowitz, who today is traveling but will be with us. I am Filippo Voltaggio, host of Life Changes with Filippo, also here on the BBS Radio Network, and I am honored, and it is a privilege to be here hosting this with Dr. Horowitz, who will be on with us in just a moment. You know, I thought I would take this time to share a little bit about Dr. Horowitz. Actually, I'm looking forward to interviewing him on our show in a couple of weeks in February on Life Changes with Filippo. But in the meantime, here on the Insight Hour, I thought, you know, we all know about him and we all love what he does, but sometimes, myself included, as I was getting ready for the show, had forgotten that he has done so much. So I thought I would take this opportunity, since I'm hosting here for him, to say a little bit about him. So for those of us who haven't remembered, or for those of us who don't know and need a refresher, he is an award-winning author. He is the editor-in-chief of Medical Veritas, a journal, and an international renowned authority in public health, emerging diseases, and media persuasion. After receiving two doctorates and a master's degree in behavioral science and media health promotion from Harvard University School of Public Health, he has since gone on to publish 16 books, including the first national bestseller, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, for which he was voted, quote, Author of the Year by the World Natural Health Organization. He is also a film director and producer with such films as his second documentary, which was In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism, and has released the docu-comedy Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller. It's the winner of the 2010 Accolade Award for Uniqueness in Documentary Filmmaking, which will be shown at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles coming up here in February, where also Dr. Horowitz will be the keynote speaker. Now, he will be the keynote speaker at 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Conscious Life Expo in the La Jolla Room. Now, the expo will be held Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, February 11th, 12th, and 13th of this year. Now, Dr. Horowitz, again, will be speaking at 2 p.m. in the La Jolla Ballroom on the 12th of February. And tickets for that are on sale now at $45 in advance and then $55 at the door. And then the film will also be shown on Saturday, and we'll get the exact time from Dr. Horowitz in just a moment. As a matter of fact, if he's on, we can get that right now. Dr. Horowitz?
Hi, Filippo. Thank you for taking the Insight Hour on as host for tonight.
My pleasure. And I'm looking forward to asking you all kinds of questions, but let's start with the Pharma Whores. Do you know what time that'll be on Saturday?
Yeah, I think it starts at 7 o'clock. I think they gave us a prime time, 7 o'clock on Saturday night, I believe it is.
Okay, well, excellent. And if I didn't mention it, that's at the LAX Hilton, otherwise known as the Hilton Los Angeles Airport. So that's going to be exciting. Actually, besides the award that it's won, and of course it's Showtime and it's Penn and Teller, it's also featuring some interesting people like Chris Rock and Barbara Walters. And let's, of course, mention Sherry Kane, who also co-hosts this particular show with Dr. Horowitz on occasion, who is an investigative journalist and a Fox News defector. And she, of course, has got fascinating stories in her own right. Dr. Horowitz, since we've been talking about it, shall we start there with this Penn and Teller movie that you produced?
Sure, happy to. What do I know you, about it?
You are certainly somebody who's out there Well, how do we say this nicely, or do we even need to say it nicely? I mean, you're a thorn in the side of some people who would rather you not be talking about certain things. And here you are, you're just spelling it out in Pharma Whores. You're saying that there are some people that are just doing things that are not to our benefit. So let's talk about that.
You know, you could think about it metaphysically. You can say, well, the worst genocide in Earth's history is ongoing with regard to petrochemical pharmaceutical toxicity and population reduction. You know, at the same time, you could look at it metaphysically and say, well, you know, that pain and trauma is what's necessary to wake we the people up so that we begin to choose a lot more love. And so that's been more the focus of my work over the past several months. I want to thank you folks listening to the Insight Hour, and I want to thank Filippo for coming on and helping me out here on the road as I am. And it's been challenging because as I've been asking you to pray for me so I can finish the book of 5-8, subtitled Prosperity Key of Love, you know, your prayers have helped, and I've been so, so busy, but I'm focusing on some incredible, awesome revelations, and I'm just so thrilled, humbled, grateful for the opportunity to share this incredible knowledge with everyone worldwide. And I think what you'll find when we finish the book, and it's going to be done, I pray, within the next week and a half, and I pray that we'll have it online in a PDF file before it's even out in hardcover. And I'm looking at a hardcover publication about, I'd say, 6 to 8 weeks after it's finished. So let's say within 3 months. But for those of you who want a sneak preview of it, watch for healthyworldstore.com. Watch in the book section of Healthy World Store, and also watch at i528tunes.com or 528records.com for the announcement of the book of 528. It will be virtually the book heard around the world. It's like the shot heard around the world. So it's just amazing. I'm just so blessed. I mean, we could spend hours talking about that, but I know I want you to get your questions answered. I know we may have some callers tonight too, so let's get on with it.
Well, actually, you know, I could talk about 5-8 all night as well. I love the idea behind it, and actually, it's not just a book, as you say, that will be heard around the world, but because of the 5-8 energy, it can be felt around the world, right?
Well, that's such a great blessing. You know, the conclusion that I've drawn is that it's no mistake. It's no, you know, anything but a divine appointment that we're keeping with the revelations of 5-28 being virtually, I have to conclude this, and for those of you who are hearing this for the first time, it may seem strange or it may seem, you know, far-fetched, but it's not. When you finish reading the book, I think you'll come to the same conclusion. 5-28 is the universal constant for love. That's a huge step that I've just taken. I mean, we have constants of pi, phi, Fibonacci series, golden mean, that dictate sacred geometry and universal structuring. And to say now that what we're advancing is the book of 5-28, wherein 5-28 is the key to the house of David, as prophesied in the Old and New Testament, the universal constant of love that is musically, mathematically, the definitive frequency by which virtually eternal salvation is rendered, that is taking into consideration Jesus' ministry, the love ministry. The concept of even, I know many of people are excited about Marco Rodin's work in the mathematics of sacred geometry and universal design and using that for free energy. Well, the most powerful energy in the universe is love. And so to have a declaration and make a statement that it appears based on a mountain of evidence that there is a universal constant a mathematical, musical, miraculous number by which, if we listen to that and tune to that, it offers eternal salvation. It offers a kind of communion, divine, that can be shared interpersonally and celebrated musically. And that means transmitted, broadcast, really very rapidly and miraculously open people's hearts to literally change everything about this planet. All of the negativity, all of the Illuminati control and the deception, the media, mass mind manipulation, the intoxication for population reduction, the wars, the genocides, the fear, all of that right now stands on the threshold of being miraculously transformed because of the power of love. So it really, that's in a summary, it really is a complete humbling. I'm so grateful and thankful for the Creator, for Messiah Yeshua, for all the prayers of all the people out there who have been plugging for us to do this kind of work. It is coming together, and I am just thrilled, and I pray that everybody else will get a chance to spread the good news.
Very exciting. You know, Len, I think of the 528 hertz frequency as the sweet spot. For those of you who are listening, and I know there are many, many of you because this show is very popular, maybe you've already covered this on your show, but you know, when we're in the shower and some of us are singing in the shower and you're singing a range of notes as you sing different songs or what have you, and then you hit this one note and it just sounds like you're the greatest opera singer or what have you in the world, because you have hit on a note that resonates with that particular space in your particular shower. That same note wouldn't work the same in another shower. It's that particular...
Well, you know, that's a great
that it was built.
Filippo, I think you're cutting out on my end. I hope that everybody can hear you okay.
I hope so too.
I think you must be on Skype then, right?
I'm on Skype. It's unfortunately you're cutting out with me. So hopefully, as far as the radio audience is concerned, everybody can hear just fine.
Well, I pray so. You know, I love that concept that you've just shared. Being in the shower. Look at the shower. It's water. What is water? It's the sacred geometry of God. Literally in the beginning in Genesis and in John. You know, it's you look at John and Jesus' proclamations and declarations about water being spirit water. And Genesis talking about in the beginning there was the Creator, the water, even before the Holy Spirit is mentioned. So water is part of a triune God, and its structure is the tetrahedron. That means it's virtually a four-sided equilateral triangular structure made by hydrogen and oxygen. And those elements create this structuring, but the resonant frequency that gives it the sacred geometry is the mathematics of 528 hertz frequency.
Mm.
And so when you're in it, it's kind of like it's the universal solvent. You're combining this music, which is the universal language, to really belt out of your heart this loving vibration, and love is the universal healer. So it's really a wonderful metaphor that you're giving to us and sharing with us, and this concept is something that I've been likewise thrilled about. In fact, I recommend everybody get a 528 tuning fork. You can get it at healthyworldstore.com. They're only about $25 or $26, and maybe some change. And get a 528 tuning fork and strike it on a rubber hockey puck or your knee in the bathtub and put the base of it, submerge the base of it that you're holding with your hand under the water. Do that about a half a dozen times with prayer. Add to it loving prayer from your heart, and ideally exactly what Filippo has just said, belt out a prayer, belt out a chant, belt out an affirmation in that frequency, and that vibration will carry into that sacred water, that sacred solution, and that when you take that bath, it'll be some of the most powerful healing vibration that you're going to get. It's virtually what John talked about in John the Baptist, you know, and the power of the Holy Spirit coming through that water. And if you remember correctly from the Bible, that's how Jesus got turned on.
This is exciting. I have another analogy, Len, that I think you're really going to like. You know, you mentioned that there are so many groups or people out there that, on the one hand, one can say doing evil, and then when you said if you look at it spiritually, saying that in a way that it is serving, they are serving because it's awakening us up in a way that we needed to and maybe wouldn't have without it. And I really like that analogy. You know, actually, just yesterday on our show, we had a guest who was a friend of mine and actually a co-host. And he was somebody that when he cooked, he's a chef, and now he's the cancer-fighting chef. But before he got cancer, they would watch him cook and say, and I would say to him, Richard, you really might want to consider not cooking in this way or cooking less in this way. And I loved him and we were doing business together and I wanted him to be around for a long time, but he didn't hear me. And his wife, who of course loved him and they were married for many years, would say to him, you shouldn't be eating that, or you might want to consider not eating that. Well, she didn't use such delicate language, but anyway, and he did not listen to her. And then his children would do the same, and he did not listen to them. And then he got cancer, or he discovered that he had it, and he went through 2 years of fighting for his life. And now he has his life back, and he has changed and become the cancer-fighting chef. And I asked him on the show, what made you change? And he said, I had to look at my immortality when it came along. So all the love that was coming from me and his wife and his children and his other friends, I'm sure, and family was great, but it didn't make him change. And cancer did. So a lot of people have been telling us, you know, you mentioned Jesus and of course John the Baptist and all, they've been telling us that there is a way of living where we can live in love or we can be a certain way. And some of us have not listened. And so now you mention these others and say that there are these people who want evil upon us. And yet, because of them, because of this cancer, we may finally change.
Yeah, and you know what comes to mind is something that Sherry Kane, who will probably join us next week on the Inside Hour again, she's also traveling, and she's an expert in psychosociology, looking at the psychological and personal and interpersonal dynamics. And this is something that she talks about quite often, this concept of self-loathing. And it's amazing how powerful that is and how little recognized it is. Like when your friend, for example, can hear all this love and all this encouragement from his family and not do the things necessary to love himself and care for himself.
Right.
Because
right.
Self-love and self-care, positive self-image, positive self-esteem go hand in hand with a positive lifestyle, making choices consistent with your well-being. So that's kind of like in Hawaii, it's called pono. It's being righteous. You know, it's being right standing in not only the kingdom of heaven, but in on earth as it is in heaven, where, you know, you're reflecting, you're walking your talk, you're reflecting what's righteous. And what stops us from doing that is really kind of like this concept that we're not worthy of having utopia. We're not worthy of having optimal health, happiness in all ways, or what we talk about, what I talk about in the new book, the book of 528, is this concept of prosperity in all ways, which Jesus said, you know, there's only one thing that's necessary besides, of course, loving the Creator and loving your brothers and sisters is they're part of your divine family. It's this concept of seeking first the kingdom of heaven, and all else shall come to you. And this concept, now that we are advancing, and others magnificently, again, I refer to Marco Rodin, who's a good friend, who's doing some great work with other researchers in advancing the concept of free energy that really help humanity optimally free ourselves from the enslavement by the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. This concept of advancing a matrix, that there is a kingdom of heaven in the religious world that's the equivalent in the world of physics and science and mathematics, I call it the master matrix in the book of 528, where this concept is that love is central to it. 528 frequency is the heart of it. And that heart is shared with Jesus' heart, it's shared with Moses' heart, it's shared with really the love, the warm, fuzzy feeling in everyone's hearts when you're in love. And that love, that unconditional divine love, is an energy, a spirituality, a frequency of 528. And when you're in self-hate or you're self-loathing and you're no longer righteous or standing correctly into that divine family, then the dissonance, in fact, we even now know what the frequency is for the dissonance. It's 741. You know, it's an F sharp, augmented fifth F sharp in today's modern scale, and that's the standard tuning. That's a 440 hertz frequency. That's why the world is so messed up and continues to be controlled, because ultimately there's a dissonance in our hearts that's being reflected psychosocially, politically, even economically with a collapse, and that this whole concept of when will we take responsibility for healing our cancer, healing ourselves, healing our families, our nations, and world? And that's what the 528 Love Revolution, or Lover Evolution, 528 Love Revolution is the same as Lover Evolution, where you begin to see now the secreted truths. Because this is simple stuff, really simple. A blade of grass heralds it with its color greenish-yellow. That's 528. And so this is stuff now that we're so thankful for. It's so easy. Your average layperson can get it. It's nothing complex. It fits not only science but theology, religions, all of the stories, the understandings of how important love is. Why did Jesus preach what he did? Why did Moses preach what he did? All of these simplest things are now reconciled with this understanding, and it really speaks to that fundamental issue, is how bad does it have to get in your own life or in the world before we say, enough is enough, let us go to love, let us live righteously in faith, love, peace, harmony, and serious decency, which is certainly a change for humanity in general.
Wow. And a very welcome and necessary change, indeed. Being a musician, of course, the music, the sound, the frequencies mean a lot. And the fact that we are now tuning, or some of us are starting to tune to the tune that feels natural or most natural to us, that sweet spot, that sweet sound. I've also been told that when the aboriginals or indigenous people, when they're chanting, they're already naturally chanting to these resonances of which you're speaking of. And it's only because we have been acclimated, so to speak, to a different resonance that we feel that this resonance that we've been traditionally using now in our modern world is the right one. But it's, we think, I should say, because maybe it's never really felt right.
Yeah, up. It doesn't feel right. And the same thing for all of the Western world's music now in A440 standard tuning, which for those who haven't been a regular listener on the Insight Hour, we've gone over this, and there's a wonderful article that's up on medicalveritas.org. The medicalveritas.org journal is the fourth article there currently is Musical Cult Control. And it's how the Western world got the standard tuning that's called A440 Hertz. It was instituted by the Rockefeller Foundation based on military research into how to induce mass hysteria. Literally, that's a quote, mass hysteria by listening to music. Acoustic control, mind control, vibration, heart control, all of those psychophysiological ramifications of frequency vibrations was studied militarily before World War II, and that the concept of standard tuning in A440 Hertz, which is the equivalent to 741 Hertz, they're basically equivalent with different notes, one from the different scale, the current A440 scale. A440 is the equivalent to F sharp 741. And that is actually called in musicology the devil's interval between 528 love and 741 or standard tuning, A440, is called the devil's tone or the devil's interval because it's so aversive. It vibrates with such dissonance that it really hurts your ears almost. And it wouldn't surprise me, those sirens and alarms in police vehicles and fire vehicles and ambulances put out that hideous tone that just makes you want to get the hell out of the way.
And interesting.
And so this is kind of like what we are, like you say, we are indoctrinated. The culture is used to that dissonance. And like you say, this aboriginal concept that the native peoples all over the world, especially the holy persons that do the chanting, and this is still true of the temples where you have Levitical priests who play shofars and the blast from the shofars during the high holidays, these are the frequencies that were the original, and they're not 741, they're not this A440 standard tuning, they are the same frequency that you put out naturally when you yawn, when you laugh. This whole concept, even in voice training, the top vocalists are trained by the top voice coaches. And to get the top vocalists in the world, these are the recording artists that we listen to get them to harmonize with other vocalists or other instruments, they use the vowels, A-E-I-O-U. They sing vowels.
Right.
And when you sing the vowels, those vowels, in a circle or repeatedly, you're actually singing the holy name of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Jehovah, or Yahweh. Hmm. And so that's no accident. This ha-ha, this yawn, ha, you know, that concept of putting out that most relaxing, rejuvenating breath, the prana. And, of course, vocals and vocalists are, you know, the experts at moving the breath. And the top ones sing from their heart. They commune with the Creator. The best vocalists sing to God, and they are engaged in this registered voice, they call it, where it's kind of like you're in the flow. That's harmonizing with the Creator, and the voice, because the lips, that's the labiaratum in Latin, the lips, the creative instruments, like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, la, labiaratum in Latin, lips in English are the creative instruments that those then belt out this chant of divine frequency. that literally says the creator's name and literally automatically is tuned to 528. All over the world, regardless of culture, regardless of race, creed, religion. That's where we are in our hearts naturally. And what a delight it is to finally get the evidence from the world of mathematics and music to declare we are all one in this divine connection that we have, not just to Creator, but with each other.
I feel like saying, aha. Well, we are going to take just a momentary break for a BBS station identification. But before we do, I want to say that I am Filippo Voltaggio, happy to be hosting the Insight Hour here on the BBS Radio Network, where our host, Dr. Horowitz, is kind of sort of the guest, where I'm getting to interview him while he's traveling. Hopefully he's coming through loud and clear. Certainly his message is. And I want to say also that to learn more about him and about the show, about the books that he's talking about the movie and all that, you could go to drlenhorowitz.com, and that would be drlenhorowitz.com. He will be appearing as the keynote speaker at the Conscious Life Expo at the Hilton Los Angeles Airport on February 12th. And to learn more about that, you could go to ConsciousLifeExpo.com and click right on his face there on the homepage, and you will be taken to a page where you'll learn more about what he'll be talking about. As a matter of fact, he'll be talking about this, the Prosperity Key, 528 Hertz, that we've been talking about here tonight. He will be in the La Jolla Room. Tickets are $45 in advance, $55 at the door. And also, I should say that, again, I am Filippo Voltaggio, and our show is also here on the BBS Radio Network on Monday nights, as in last night and next Monday. And to learn more about that, you can go to our website at lifechangesnetwork.com. And we'll be right back with Dr. Horowitz after this station break.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
BBS Radio.com. If it's not mainstream, information and knowledge, bringing humanity closer to truth.
Well, we're back. This is the Insight Hour with Dr. Len Horowitz. This is Filippo Voltaggio of Life Changes with Filippo hosting tonight's show with Dr. Len Horowitz as our guest on his very own show. As a matter of fact, he is traveling right now. Now, Harry Kane, who also co-hosts with him, and they will be back together on air next Tuesday night, as they are almost every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on the BBS Radio Network. Dr. Horowitz, we have been talking about a lot of fascinating things, and mainly the 528 hertz. Now, I want to talk about something that is unrelated, and yet it is very related because everything is related, but that is your book, when you talk about love, the real Da Vinci Code, and you talk about the Vitruvian Man, and you talk about the Mona Lisa, and you talk about so many fascinating things in the Christian controversy over the Da Vinci Code, et cetera, et cetera. I have a question. Did you know about the codes in, or supposed codes in, Mona Lisa's eyes when you were writing this book?
No, I didn't get into that. I got into the Vitruvian Man drawing, which is actually a Vitruvian woman. That's the most famous icon and most famous Da Vinci drawing. It's the icon for holistic health and natural living. That's the four arms, four legs, and a head character in a square and a circle. And that was what I've decrypted for the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code.
Now, when you're saying woman, you're not saying woman. You're actually saying woman and man together, right?
Right. Well, there's four arms, four legs, and that's obviously two people. There's a head also, that's eight projections plus a head, that's nine. And they're projecting out towards a circle, so that's the perfect circle of sound. And this is in the, also, this is covered in more advanced terms in the book of 528 that I'm just finishing up. And you kind of like take the next step after the Love the Real Da Vinci Code book, where there's some great exercises where I highly encourage people still even to get that book, because the exercises alone are worth it. You fill in blanks and do mathematical exercises that have you training like Da Vinci, where you're now beginning to open up this bilateral intelligence, the left brain, right brain balance, which is the main reason why he wrote backwards, is this concept that we can break out of this cycle of earthly limitation. And that's what the woman has done. If you look carefully at the Vitruvian, I call it the Vitruvian woman, the woman has stepped out of the box of earthly limitation. The box, the square, represents the earthly plane. If you listen to art historians, and the circle represents the cosmos or the universe. So it's kind of like the universal man image. And yet it's a universal woman. The woman has had the intelligence to step out of the box of earthly limitation, and only her feet are standing on the circle. Only her hands actually pierce the square and touch the circle. His hands don't. His hands and feet are virtually enslaved, encased in the square. He's in a cell. He's in the box. And how do we know it's a her in the circle? Well, the center of the circle is the navel. It's the female reproductive organ, the umbilicus. So that's the center of the circle. And the center of the square is his penis.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like, you know, the honest guys in the audience will go, yeah, well, that's part and parcel of where most of our focused attention is. You know, but the reality is, I mean, that's what the image speaks. And the concept of this being really where we need to balance our male and female. You know, certainly, you know, we guys, you know, we're, and I'm not going to get engaged in the concept of homosexuality and the judgments that are ongoing in various communities on that subject, but truly every single one of us have receptive and outgoing tendencies and creative sensitivities, whereby we're really, when we're balanced, the men could be more receptive, they could be more feeling, they could be more emotional. The women could be more of the rational, logical, and, you know, that's kind of like the universe where men are from Mars, women are from Venus, and they could come together and we could be whole beings and we could honor each other's sexuality. And, you know, I think Sherry does a marvelous job. I mean, she's really, again, an expert in the whole field of psychosociology and sexuality and this whole concept of self-loathing that comes into play from every aspect of sexuality, whether it's homosexuality or heterosexuality. This whole concept of sexuality engaging our self-image and concept, our self-concept of who we are, the culture that we grow up in, of course, is so important. Our, the influence of parents and teachers and peers are very important. Most important, obviously, is the media. And so this concept of there being a cult, we're in a cult, this whole, like, American culture, you know, we're broadcasting from the United States. There's various parts of the world, there's different cultures. We've got one here, and, man, it's pretty intense. And, you know, to claim that it's the only right way to be, I think is seriously deranged. You know, if you're going to be thinking, you know, universal, if you're going to be thinking the way God operates, God doesn't simply operate in North America. And so this concept of bringing our attention to other cultures and the aboriginals and various sexes to try to begin to see and think and feel what other people feel like in other cultures, that's, I think, part of this evolution in consciousness that we need to go in that direction in order to reconcile the differences between everyone. You know, because, again, the Illuminati has been expert in dividing the sheeple to conquer the flock. Separate male from female, rich from poor, Republican from Democrat, Christian from Muslim, Jew from Gentile. That's the game that they play, and we have fallen into it to our own degeneration. You know, it's like we've got to come out of it. It's like Jesus said, you come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her insanity, hypocrisy, and lunacy, and plagues.
You know, it's interesting. Just recently, my brother and I were revisiting some family friends that we grew up with, and we were trying to figure out these people from an adult perspective because we were having trouble figuring them out from a child perspective when we were children and with what our parents were telling us about them. So, for example, I remember one man in particular who, from all that I could tell now, was not a homosexual. But my parents would say that his wife wore the pants in the family. Now, they never said there was anything wrong with him or anything wrong with her. And the language that my brother and I were trying to come up with and maybe have come up with, and maybe you can elaborate on this thought with us, is that I was saying, well, maybe she held more of the male energy or the masculine energy, let's say, that he held more of the female energy. And so it's not that he was any less of a man. He was a man and a heterosexual man at that. But we have both energetic sides, female and male, and he had more of the female, and that's how he projected into the world. and did it beautifully and matched himself or found his complement in a woman who projected into the world more masculine energy.
Well, again, I feel like that subject, you might want to invite Sherry Kane on your program and do an hour on this topic, because, again, she's really a master at it. She's studied it quite a bit. And this concept of the macho males, most of them are literally married to dominant women.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the dominant versus submissive. I mean, you really think about, I guess, you know, you pull the rug from underneath the average marriage in America. If you really get down to it, the women have far more power and control over things than the culture in America and even potentially the media might let on. There is a tremendous amount of the masculine energy, if you will, in the hands and in the minds and even in the hearts of the women. And I think that it's part of this concept of, you know, the macho male in America, you know, sitting back, kicking back on Monday nights, watching Monday Night Football and downing some beers with buddies. You know, this concept is, you know, these guys still go home and they still are accountable to their women who have their children and are responsible, and most of them are working mothers, and most of them are out there just, you know, not only cooking and cleaning and doing this and that and then working and then having to please their husbands, and then on top of that, you know, they still have got to put some money in the bank and make sure that the kids get to school on time. You know, so there's a tremendous amount of dominance and role play by women that is typically not acknowledged in a patriarchal society. And that's, again, if you think about this whole transformation in consciousness based on simply even 528 frequency dynamics of what is love, the true essence of love, and how does the Creator work? Well, the Creator doesn't just work as a male. You know, it's like, why do we call God him? You know, I typically, in fact, in the new book, I just because I want to raise that issue, I cite it as her, you know, with a capital H. And this concept, I think, is part of what's necessary for us to transition into 1,000 years of world peace, where we've got to level the playing field in so far as respect, in so far as who are we, and how can we reach that love within our hearts and have our hearts open optimally to receive and transmit that pure tone of love of 528 hertz frequency without the blinders, the sociopathological deceptions, illusions, and indoctrinations that keep us separate and keep us judging each other. And, you know, clearly, you know, Jesus said, judge ye not, lest ye be judged. Well, that is so perfect, so profound, because the only time that I notice in myself that I'm judging somebody else is where I haven't pulled it all together myself, and I'm projecting my own self-loathing onto that other person. And, you know, I think part of waking up is getting down to this kind of what's really real.
Actually, before we move away from the subject, you brought up something that reminded me, and I made a connection that I don't know that I've made before. As a singer, I actually sang opera, and I sang with the San Diego Opera, and we did an opera called Norma, which is by the composer Bellini, and it's about druids. And we were all dressed up as druids, and I remember in one scene talking about the masculine and the feminine and where the power really is, and where the power is shared, actually. But there's a part in the opera where the men march up to the goddesses and say, it is time for us to go fight and take over. You know, our enemies are approaching. And the women said, no, not yet. We are praying right now in the temples to the gods and the goddesses or the moon or whatever they prayed to. And they will give us a sign when it's time. So the men had the muscle and the power to actually go conquer. But if it was the wrong time, or if it wasn't, you know, in perfect timing or what have you, they would have all been killed or what have you. So the women said when it was time. And so there was a beautiful balance, if you will. I mean, though it was war, you can't say it's beautiful per se, but there was a balance between the masculine and the feminine and the transference of power to when it was appropriate for one to be in control in the moment and the other to be control in the other moment.
Yeah, I love that. It's very profound, and it's relating intimately to the book of 528, where you realize that that same balance is reflected in the musical mathematics of the heart versus the mind. The heart is balancing out at 528 in this greenish-yellow color, and the mind is up in the pineal gland region, you know, the fears and thoughts and rational decision-making that the world Rockefeller directed, of course, world of science and rationale and this whole concept of that science being the new pagan god, where we turn to scientists and medical deities to determine our destiny, you know, popping our magic pills and genetically mutating everything and intoxicating everything. Well, gee whiz, that's the mind. That gets us into trouble. And so the same concept of the female receptive, intuitive heart, which is so profoundly powerful yet under-recognized, just like women are not recognized as being the dominant force. In this case, what your metaphor shares is this concept of that the women tell the warriors when it's appropriate or not appropriate.
Mm.
You know, and that happens so often in the households. You know,
mm-hmm.
And yet the women have the more of the emotional sense and the heart and the love and the empathy and the compassion and the child rearing energy. And the men, you know, it's kind of like men are from Mars. Of course, the god of war is Mars. And, you know, we're rational and reasonable and we're into science and hard mathematics and we want proof and, you know, and the women are feeling more. So I think that's a lovely metaphor for what is, you know, the subject we're talking about and what we really need to do to balance.
Yeah, and you know, I was thinking how we may have listeners who are really trying to believe, and I know especially with our show at Life Changes with Filippo, we really do appeal to a mass audience that is either on the fence or doesn't know about these things. And an analogy that comes to me for what you're talking about in the 528 hertz frequency here is that if during the war, Second World War, whether we believe that it was a real war or it was political or not, there were people fighting and there was something going on. And I bet at one point somebody had a conversation with somebody else and said, look into this microscope. Do you see that atom that you cannot see without a microscope? Well, that, and a high-powered one for that matter, that microscope is going to change the world. I mean, not the microscope, but that little atom is going to change the world. How? Well, we're going to split it. And what's that going to do? Well, it's going to create a bomb bigger than anything you've ever seen. How is something that I can't even see with my naked eye, it is so small, that I look through a microscope to look at it, how is that going to change the world and stop a war? And so here we are, here you're saying that a frequency to the tune, literally, of 528 hertz is going to change the world and stop this madness.
You know, and what's also incredible, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, I mentioned it briefly, that the origin of the standard tuning of 8440 hertz came out of Princeton, where the Manhattan Project was based. The think tank that created the atom bomb with Einstein was at Princeton. And at Princeton at the same time was the Princeton Radio Project that was conducting the acoustic war research. So as the atom bomb was being developed, so were the frequencies of mass mind control manipulation of large populations that, to be used in the war arenas. And what was even more a stunning revelation for me, and again, this is going to be in the new book, the book of 528, is that that organization and the institution wherein that research was ongoing was directed by Abraham Flexner, of all people. Flexner, the guy that the Rockefellers hired to do the bogus investigation called the Flexner Report that demonized all of the alternative and natural healing professions. This is the guy that claimed that homeopathy and acupuncture and the chiropractic, all of these they claimed, based on this bogus scientific study or pseudoscientific study by Abraham Flexner, was to be demonized, and we were to only use pharmaceutical medicine and promote the standard medical school training. That's what happened to America, and that's what happened to our orientation in healthcare. And as a result of that research by that was ongoing at that institution at that time, I think more impactful than the atom bomb and currently the implications of this revelation that the 528 hertz frequency shall take the place of the standard tuning A440, which is 741, which in relation to the last discussion has to do with the mind, ego, the rational side of the brain that's been stimulated to succumb to the god of science, the pagan orientation towards now so many people have been suckered into this whole concept that we need to pop magic pills or we need to believe in the Obamas of the world in order to be saved. You know, this concept is just totally foreign, but what foreign to the Creator and foreign to loving people, and that the major force that was behind this ultimately socio-culturally enslaving frequency that now we're going to change. And this change is going to be more impactful than the atomic bomb on the world. Sourcing from the same folks in the same part of the United States, New Jersey.
You know, I didn't make that connection, and I didn't know that detail, and so I'm glad I brought up the analogy and that you elaborated on it. How profound is that?
Totally.
You know, we're going to go over here a couple of minutes because, as always, you are fascinating, and you have so much information to share, and we have gotten permission from BBS Radio to continue the conversation for a few more minutes. And I thought a good way to bring this to a close, you touched on it just a little bit, but this 528 hertz frequency, you mentioned that we should buy a tuning fork and use it in a certain way, but how else can we use it? Where else can we find it? First of all, I have to say, I know you're all over YouTube, and YouTube is all over you. And as a matter of fact, they're onto you. I also know that you're one of the most watched guru, so to speak, of natural medicine and all that on YouTube. Second to none, and if any, it would be Deepak Chopra and maybe Dr. Oz, because at the moment, they've got bigger names and contracts behind them. But so you're all over that. Do you? I didn't find, as we were talking here, if you have something on, if you have an actual tone that people could sit and listen to over the computer. Do you have that?
Sure, I do. Yeah. Let me first of all give you again the toll-free number to call for getting the books, tapes, DVDs that I've mentioned, as well as the tuning forks, and there's a whole Perfect Circle of Sound tuning fork set. Those 9 frequencies of the Perfect Circle of Sound that I mentioned earlier, in so far as the Vitruvian Woman drawing by Da Vinci. The real Da Vinci Code deals with the Perfect Circle of Sound, and there's the tuning fork sets that you can get at healthyworldstore.com. healthyworldstore.com. Toll-free number is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Get the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. You can, if you want to start where I started, get the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. And then you might want to just keep watching the website over the next couple of weeks for the new book, The Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. The other magnificent things that we have in the store that are also shared as affiliates, and we recommend people join our organization as partners in a cooperative that we're advancing as an alternative to the corrupt World Health Organization. We're advancing Healthy World Organization, and the website is healthyworldaffiliates.com. We give folks a valuable website. It's worth about $10,000. It's a turnkey business, and the featured products, most of them have 528, because we're advancing products that resonate at that frequency, because we understand now even more than ever the power. The product, for example, OxySilver, is a way to practically apply the knowledge that we've been blessed to receive and transmit. This concept of there being water, which is a superconductor, and nano silver or microfine silver, which is a superconductor, a double superconductor resonating in love, again, the universal healer, has a power that is really unprecedented in the world of nutraceuticals or healing products. So OxySilver, you can go to OxySilver.com, and you can see OxySilver as one of the products in HealthyWorldAffiliates.com or in the Healthy World Store. And it's magnificent because it brings this understanding of how you actually should be praying to place your heartfelt loving intention into whatever it is that you're consuming or applying. You know, the technology that shall set us free respects and honors and celebrates even this divine connection that we have. And so if you look at the most brilliant people, Einstein, who was a firm believer in God, you know, basically he wasn't even the brightest guy around. It was Nikola Tesla who was the top guy, and his free energy devices and machines are now, as I mentioned earlier in the program, being advanced by Marco Rodin's organization and his collaborations, and we're using the same technology. But what was it that Tesla said? One of the most profound things that he said was, you've got to pray. You've got to pray over what it is that you're doing, because you're lending your heart, which, again, if you understand 528, 528 connects your heart to God's heart. It connects the love of the Creator for the creation. Intimately, it's like the clear channel broadcast. And if you are connected to that clear channel broadcast with heartfelt loving intention, you apply it and sing it or resonate whatever it is that you're applying with it, suddenly now you have a miracle. Because, again, that 528 frequency is called the miracle frequency. It's do, re, mi, miragistorum in Latin, miracles in English. It's the third note of the original musical scale. And, again, that information you get in the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, where you begin where I began back in 1998, receiving the information from Dr. Joseph Paleo via Jesus. Came to Paleo, and Paleo prayed for me to come, and that's a long story, but ultimately we understand now that 528 hertz frequency is the frequency of miracle making. Love is the miracle healer. And so if you want to lend the most powerful technology in the universe is love articulated through prayer. And that force given into, for example, a product like OxySilver, which is resonating in 528, so it phase locks to your heart. Mm. There's a resonant frequency that entrains your heart, loving intention, to the loving frequency, sacred geometry of the double superconductor water with silver in it, suddenly now creates a super potent, generic, healing liquid. So that's just, you know, again, one of the products that we have in the Healthy World store. And again, if you think about this, it makes complete sense. In utopia, in 1,000 years of world peace, where we have a complete transformation and a shift in consciousness and the way we treat each other as divine, loving children of a glorious single creator, gee whiz, it's going to be different. You're not going to be popping magic pills to cure every ill. You're not going to be using even expensive machines to drive around the world in. You know, you're not going to be using petrochemicals that pollutes and degrades. You're going to be using completely different technology that respects superhumanity. We're not just dumbed down mind control slaves of the Illuminati. We are superhumans. We're not humans. We bought into it. It's a deception and an illusion. The truth is the power in your heart connected with love of Creator. Suddenly, and each other, this is, again, Jesus' whole ministry. It's the same message. Ultimately, now, you carry into a different paradigm. And that paradigm is optimally sustaining. It's optimally sustainable. It's optimally cost-effective. It's risk-beneficial, risk-free. And so the bottom line is that this is the kinds of products that Healthy World Store and Healthy World Organization and the Healthy World affiliates are advancing. So the tuning forks are just one simple application, one technology. We're advancing 528 jewelry where it's resonating with that frequency. We're advancing 528 fashions. You can go to 528fashions.com and you can begin to see what we're advancing. We're right now getting together this concept of putting 528 frequency into the garments themselves so that when you wear them, you're resonating in love and healing.
Wow. Wow. Well, there you go. That's exactly what I was asking, is what are some practical applications? And you have actually taken this to a whole other level that I wasn't aware of. And I thought I knew a lot about you and what you were doing, and that's something that I was not aware of. So hopefully the audience is now aware of that as well, and all the websites that you gave, and of course, drlenhorowitz.com, if you missed some of those. I see now as I go that some of those are listed, if not all of them, actually, on that website. So it's kind of like a go-to place as well. So drlenhorowitz.com. I want to remind everybody that you can see and hear Dr. Len Horowitz live at the Conscious Life Expo here in Los Angeles, California, at the Hilton Los Angeles Airport on February 12th. That's a Saturday. At 2 p.m., but at 7 p.m., most likely, we'll need to recheck the schedule on that, we'll be airing the movie that he produced, which is Pharma Whores with Penn and Teller. Now, to get tickets for Dr. Horowitz at the Conscious Life Expo, go to conscious, lifeexpo.com. And right on the homepage, you'll see his face and his name. You can click right on there, and it'll take you to where you can get tickets for $45 in advance, $55 at the door, at the La Jolla Ballroom door, at the LAX Hilton. Is there anything I left out, Dr. Horowitz?
Oh, well, again, Filippo, I appreciate you taking the hosting position tonight, and thank you so much for the interview with me tonight. It was very, very, very great and helpful for me, too. And we're going to send our love to Sherry, who's out on the road, and she'll be joining us, God willing, again next week. Thank you for everything tonight, folks who are listening. Thank also to BBSRadio.com and Don Newsom, Doug Newsom family. And Filippo, I look forward to seeing you soon, probably at the Whole Life Expo,
At the Conscious Life Expo, and then hopefully on the 28th of February, we'll all get to be interviewing you, hopefully live in person, on our show, Life Changes with Filippo. So that should be February 28th. We'll confirm that. But for those who want to hear that interview, please come to lifechangesnetwork.com, and we'll have that information there. It's been a privilege and an honor and a pleasure. Thank you for having me host this with you today.
Pleasure. Thanks so much. Be blessed. Aloha.
Aloha.